Yes, the law is very clear in this respect. Even though your friend is on gardening leave, his employment contract subsists nonetheless. It's a universal determination by the employer not to have the employee show up for work to undertake his duties, but the employment contract subsists nonetheless. Consequently, his residence in Hong Kong exists as a result of his employment contract, which, as I say, still does subsist. So even though he's not actually uptaking any duties during the currency of his gardening leave, the employer has an obligation to ensure that he remains compliant for immigration purposes at all times. Therefore, an application for an extension of stay must be made. The application for extension of stay will state the final date of employment termination in November, and therefore he'll be able to get an extension of stay to that November date. Similarly, his dependents, if there are any who are with him in Hong Kong and have dependent visas, should also be able to get extension to their dependent visas as well. So that's certainly the immigration dimension to this. There may be an employment law dimension to this that your friend may wish to check out with his lawyer, because in a sense, whilst I'm not an employment lawyer and I really don't have any experience or qualifications to advise on this, but my intuition suggests to me that as a result of the employer not providing your friend with the immigration permissions to allow him to be in a sense lawfully employable in Hong Kong through to November, there may be an aspect of frustration of the employment contract terms, and he may need to speak to an employment lawyer if the employer refuses to play ball as regards extension to his current employment visa through to November. Okay, I hope you found that useful.